Okay. Our topic today is Malav and Malko. On Moshe Shabbos, are you supposed to have some kind of meal? I know when you're somewhere and there's a nice meal, they call Malav and Malko. So are you getting a mitzvah? Is it a good thing you're doing? Or is it just an excuse to eat more food? Meaning, what's it based on? What kind of situation is it? Is it a chiyuv? On whom is it a chiyuv? Or what? So let us begin with the source. The source comes from a Gemara. In Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Tanam Bet, Amar Rabbi Elazar, the Olam Yisadar Adam Shulchanu Be'erev Shabbat. On Friday, you should set your table. Afal Pi She'en Otzarech El Lechazayit. Even though you're only planning on having a little bit of food. This is a rule we have known as Kavod Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos. It's nice to make your Shabbos look nice, so you should always set your table. This is, if you have a table, you know, sometimes people are invited out. We still set the table. I mean, you don't have to put out silverware for everybody. If you put on a tablecloth, it looks like Shabbos. So even if you're only having minimal food, you should set the table. Then, next breath. Amar Rabbi Chanina, La'olam yisader adam shulchano b'motzei Shabbat. Afo pishen otzar chal gazayin. You should set your table on Motzei Shabbos. In the notes here it says, for a feast in deference to the Shabbat that passed. Even though you only need four kezayit, even you only have a little bit of food. Then the Gemara tells us the following. Chamin b'motzei Shabbat melugma. If you have hot water after Shabbos, it's good for you. Chamin b'motzei Shabbat melugma. Having warm bread after Shabbos, it's good for you. And then the Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Avahu Hava Abdin Leiba Huke Shabta Igla Tilta. Every Motzei Shabbos, they would make him a whole sheep. They would shech the sheep and kill it. And what did he eat from it? Hava Achal Minei Kol Yada. He would eat a kidney. Ki Gadol Lavimi Berei, when his son Avimi grew up, Amalei, Lama Chalav Sunei Kolei Hai. Why are we losing so much? You shech the sheep on Friday for Shabbos already. Why are we shechting the sheep on Motzei Shabbos too? It's not like you eat the whole sheep on Shabbos. So let's save you one of the kidneys from the sheep we shecht on Friday. Save it for Motzei Shabbos. You don't need a whole other sheep. It's pretty logical. Why are you wasting so much? Let's leave one over from the Erev Shabbos sheep. You'll eat all the other parts and save the... Apparently you like a kidney for your Motzei Shabbos meal. So we'll save you one. So they tried it. Shavku. They left the sheep alone. They only shefted one. They took its kidney and saved it for Motzei Shabbos. So you know what happened to the other sheep? Ata Aryeh Achle. A lion came and ate it. And this was seen to be as some kind of heavenly sign, not to chintz, not to be cheap, when it comes to your Malav Malka meal. Okay. So this line, Olam Yisadar Adam Shulchan Motzei Shabbat, Abba Bisha Yiron Tzarech El Kazayit, is our source. And this is what every source that you're going to see, explicit or not, but this is what they're dealing with, is going to be analyzing. Okay? Let us start with, you know, an obvious one. Give me a word that needs analysis. Go. What word do we have to explain here?
A specific word.
Yeah.
Like Le'olam.
Le'olam. What does Le'olam mean?
It's like every week.
Every week? Okay. So does that mean it's a chiyuv? And if so, what kind of chiyuv? Chiyuv? Sug chiyuv? Is it doraita? Derabbanan? Is it a kiyum? Is it just a good thing? A good habit? Le'olam. Good. Next.
Adam.
Adam. What could it be? Okay, or you are a boy, a male, but men?
It also says,
women,
kids, you need a
big
jump.
Kids? Next. Another word. Motzei Shabbat. Good. What do we have to define on Motzei Shabbat?
When is Shabbat?
Good. When is Motzei Shabbat? Coming off of last week's topic. Okay, as in, what time Motzei Shabbat should you be having this meal? Agreed? We have to define that. Okay, anyone else?
tzarif, like he needs to.
Okay, so what are you saying?
What's that mean?
What does this tzarif mean?
Like, what do you mean he has to eat?
He has to.
It would be a chiyuv,
okay. But what does it mean that if he only needs a kezayis? Is what are we trying to say?
That he needs a kezayis.
Because he's?
Obligated.
Full.
Okay. What if you're full? Do you need a kezayis? You're full? I'm stuffed. Can't tell you how big the shalashudas was that I ate.
Never.
I pulled a vasikin and I ate lunch twice. I got chillin' and schnitzel at all my meals. And now I'm stuffed. And Shabbos ended at 4 p.m. and I don't want to look at food again. Okay? Anymore?
Kezayit.
Kezayit, good. What do you have to define?
What is a kezayit?
But okay, that's a general thing. That's a general thing for all of halacha. Yeah. How big a kezayit is. But like what doesn't it say?
What food?
Like what?
Thank you. Kezayit of what food? Give me an example. What can it be?
Bread.
What else? Okay, cholent, or most important ingredient in cholent? Meat. Okay? One more.
Yisader.
What does that mean?
Yourself, like, good at loving things.
What is yisader?
When you
set
it's like prepare.
To set it.
When you prepare it.
What do you prepare?
Prepare.
Because so it's set, yisader adam and
tzimur. Prepare.
By Erev Shabbos, it's for Shabbos.
What do you think this could mean? As in, what does Lilam Yisader means to set your table? What do you need to set your table?
For the next.
What do you think your mom thinks you need to set your table?
Cloth.
A tablecloth. Do I need a tablecloth?
Cutlery.
What else do we put on the Erev Shabbos table, at least in the myth, but that we really shouldn't because it probably makes it mukzah?
Candles.
Candles. Okay, do I need candles?
Like a modern day night, a lot of people like chill on couches anyway, so there isn't. I don't know, maybe through the stretch and not
okay.
Too literally.
So, this is the statement of the Gemara. The only Misad Adam Shulchan on Motzei Shabbat, Avo Bishin Otzarek Elik Yazayit. And just about every word in there we have to define. Olam, what is it? What kind of chiyuv is it? Yisad, do I have to set it? Do I prepare anything? Can I eat leftovers? Adam! Who? Men? Women? Children? Is this a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama? Feels like one. Is it related to Shabbos or not? When? Motzei Shabbat. Motzei Shabbat. Tuesday is also Motzei Shabbat. When do I have to do this by? Okay. Shein Atzarech. I'm full. Do I have to eat one? And finally, Kezayit. Kezayit of what? Okay, those are all the topics on our sheet. Let us start. With the beginning, la'olam. It's a chiyuv. What kind of chiyuv? Is it a chiyuv? So the Ritva says, source 2, right there on the Gemara, kol hecha de efshar, aval ein zechova. So we have, it's not a chova. Chayavam, on the other hand, source 3, Ashen lemisha mekayim sudar viv bepat minikret sudar malam malko. Praised be the one who has bread for malam malko. Misha iashar lelechol pat al kol panim yochal min mezonot. If you can't eat bread, at least have mezonot. V'zehu chov gamor. So right away we have Ritva saying ein zechova. And Chayodam saying Chov Kamor. We also have him saying Bread Mizono in a hierarchy, right? Okay. Source 4, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Tov Levashul Pasar Odaver Acher Motzei Shabbat Chotzun Azo. It's good to be eating meat or something else. Meat or something else. You should cook it. I'm going to Shabbos for this meal. Ubizmanenu shema achrin kol kach sudash lishit in yechol lechol motzei Shabbat. We eat shalashur so late. And yeshiva, you keep going well into the night, rabbeinu tam time, and you're singing and eating, and by the way, oh wait, supposed to save room for Malav Malkum. Yicholim l'kayim suda zo b'perot. So we have Shulchan Aruch HaRav says meat or fruit. Ve'en tzarech l'akdim suda shlishi b'shul shiochle suda zo. Nobody said we have to move up shal shuvis and eat it at two so we can be hungry for Malav Malkum. Haroi shesuda zo. Eina chova kol kach ela mitzvah min hamufar. It is a mitzvah min hamufar. What does that mean?
Best kind.
A good thing to do.
But which?
A good thing to do.
Which mitzvah is it to min hamufar?
It's not. It's not. It's a good thing to do.
But it's
eina chova. It's a good thing to do. As opposed to, we'll get to Mishnah Brura here. Who says at the end of source 12, in the end of Sif Katamet, the Kam, Mikomakom Sudazo, Ena Chova, Kemo, Gimel Sudaz Shabbat, the Shamas Mukhu Akra, Zerak, Mitzvah Ba'alma. Some kind of mitzvah. And finally, Aruch HaShulchan, source 5. Rab in his harm is of his own. Mekayim a schar merube. You got a lot of schar. So, might not be anything. You get reward for doing it.
Do people address what the inyan is? Because it seems like it's kind of floated out there. No one's saying why.
Okay. It's a little bit in context, but that's what he says. V'chol yireil l'kim et amtun l'kayim. If you're fear of God, you'll be careful. V'ochol in kezayim. Nochol nechol basar mishi yochol lechol. So we have Aruch HaShulchan says, what's the hierarchy? Meat, fruit, or perotovim. Oh, so meat, fish, and then fruit. Good fruit. I don't know what the bad fruit is. These are good fruit. And if you can't eat, and you eat them with bread, and if not, at least mizono and fruit. The im himshech suda shlishi tova laila avocha b'laila kizayit yachal atzik b'gam suda b'lava malka. So if you are full from your shalashudas that goes so long, we saw now in Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Aruch HaShulchan, Yotzei B'suda Shlishi, especially if it goes into the night and you eat a kazayis.
Especially if it goes into the night, or only if it goes into the night?
Only if it goes into the night and eats a kazayis. Okay. Tosot says, by the way, in Shabbos, that even an ani, when you give him food for Shabbos, you're supposed to give him enough not just for three meals, you're supposed to give him enough for Motzei Shabbos as well. Fine. So that is the chiyuv. What about the one we left out? What about why? Okay. It's a chova or not a chova, mitzvah, a skar maruba. Why? Okay, maybe that's what you meant by context?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Start with source 6, the Torah. The Torah tells us, the olam yisalad of shulchan Motzei Shabbat, v'kin lan yisrak ala kezayit, kedei l'lavot et ha-shabbat. To escort out the Shabbos. When you have someone special over for Shabbos, you escort them away. If you had a king, you wouldn't just leave them. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah, source 12, and see from the bet. Kishem shetzarek l'chavei l'shabbat k'nisata, kein tzarek l'chavdom y'tziyata. Kishem shedamu l'avet ha-melech b'tzeyto min ha'ir. Just like you would escort, if the king came, you don't just be like, thanks for coming, king. You escort him out with the parade, Prince Ali. You have to take him out with you. Into a whole parade. So therefore, we need to escort him out. That's the Torah. Source 7, Beis Yosef, tells us something. The Olam Yisalad Shulchan Motzei Shabbos, as it says in Gemara, source 1, Kotev Shibul Alekeh. machines from the tin of the Knesset. It's a mashal that we escort the king just like when we brought him in, we also escort him out. Ubesidurim mefarish. Eiver yesh ve'adam menaskoy shemo. You have a body part called menaskoy. And this is a very special body part. Eino nene ba'achila el motzei shabbat. The only source of sustenance for this body part is your malava malka. You want this body part to be nourished, just like you want the rest of your body to be healthy. So you have to get very careful in order to nourish this body part. Okay? We'll see other sources discussing this body part in a minute. But as some body part you have, some identify it as the bottom of your spine, a certain bone that only gets nourished by Malav Malka, and you want this bone to be nourished, and therefore you eat Malav Malka. And says the Beis Yosef, we can add one more here. Miro. Is that what we do? Since it's part of Kavod, you said, prepare the table, sings Miro. He throws in that you should say piyutim and zmirot. Fine. The tshuva of the Hagbar, Shtornbach, tells us the following, source 8. Sunim la malka hi chiyu derabam, min kein chamir ma'od. Amnam nirek, so then he has I didn't put it all in there, but he has a long thing where he says, what? So Shabbos leaves, we throw a party? What kind of thing is that? Be like you throw a going away party after a person left. If you throw the going away party, the person's there. That's covered. This is the person left. That's not nice. Says no. Nira shavit seda shabbat harim shavit starim rotsim harim hashabbat. We want to show that we are sad that Shabbos is ending. In order to show that, we have this meal. Then he says, "Shemanu sheramenu achazonisha tzal mar pam mishenu ochal kezayit karam tzei shabbat yichari balam de kashon." You don't even love malchum. You regret and all hava. And then finally, the last line of it. We'll come back to a different line of it in a minute. V'rav kadosh balapardes atzal maybe shavasud azot mamshich or disrut shabbat chosuf tanim arachol. You are taking from Shabbos and it's providing light from it to the rest of the week's meals. In other words, we want somehow Shabbos to influence the rest of our week. The way we do is we wait till the time that's whole and we do something that's Ve'en Shabbos and that spreads to the rest of the week. And that's again a Kabbalistic idea. I know sometimes in this room we have trouble with that. So my more rationalist way of explaining that is we want a soft landing. We just had the spiritual high of Shabbos. We can't just go back into our sad, mundane, boring lives. We need a soft landing. We need a transition. We'll call it a ma'avar l'chol. Yes?
How does it function with like the Rosh Hashanah, which seems to have a very similar purpose of like welcoming out Shabbos or kind of like...
Who said that? Hashem gave us a certain number of, that's the, the month, Sefer Man.
Yeah.
Okay. To have a certain number of meals on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Meaning it may be, no, it's not to escort out Shabbos. Maybe we escort out Shabbos by extending it into Motzei Shabbos. But then it's because of this that you're fulfilling Malav Malka with it.
Okay.
Fine. How about who? Adam. Men, women, kids. Magen Avraham tells us the following, the source 9. Gemara mashma de nachal nevashel basar motzei Shabbos. Where does the Gemara sound like that? Source 1. The third story, Rabbi Avohu, who used to make meat. Had a cow, or sheep, whatever. So, apparently he's supposed to have meat. Odavar machar. V'ayin siman reish tzadi aleph. See siman reish tzadi aleph. My name is Shirach and Kolkach Sarash Hashim. In the home of Lachom and Tisha Gai, you're home of the Kaim of Peru. Now that we eat Shal Shur so late, so you keep learning to have meat, you can have fruit. Okay, so we can say this is also Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham wrote, you need to have meat or something else, and see Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph. Okay? We've got to go look at Reish Tzadi Aleph. Reish Tzadi Aleph is the whole chapter on Shalosh Reis. So what does he want you to see in Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph? There's a perush on the Magen Avraham called the Machzis HaShekel, Machzit HaShekel. It's a famous joke, story, I don't even know, possibly based on some truth, that the Magen Avraham had this, there was this person who was related to Magen Avraham somewhere in his line. And he was a little bit stingy, this person. And when people would come to him to collect sukkah, he didn't always want to give. But whenever he could, he was always talking about, oh, you know, my great-great-great-grandfather, the Magen Avraham, Magen Avraham. So the person said to him, you know, without the Machzis HaShekel, Magen Avraham is nothing. So this is one of those times. Normally we learn Magen Avraham's, you don't have to go Machzis HaShekel. Once in a while you come to Magen Avraham, you won't understand without the Machzis HaShekel. So check out the Machzis HaShekel on source again. V'ein sof siman reish tzadi aleph. That gives us a little bit of a hint. Reish tzadi aleph has a few sifim. He's saying, see the last one. And what is it about? The kaddu shama gen avram, the lechol mili de shabbat, nashim chayavo kemo anashim. So what was Magen Avraham saying? He is saying, based on Machzir HaShekel, that nashim chayavo, no less than men. Ben kein hu adin esurazo. Gav yish lomar, dikai al mashakatav, Magen Avraham akar zed, yukhal akaymo beperot, or it could be what he's saying about the next thing, shalashut is when you're really stuck, we can have fruit as the last option. Zem makin lavi raya, da yish amrin da filush sudash nishi, gotze beperot. So the makhtir of shekels v'dayi from this remain of town, from this Magen Avraham, that we have, that women have the same obligation. But watch, it is Adam. It doesn't say Lolami Isale or Adam. I'm not getting into who sets the table here. I'm just saying that it's a chiyuv on Adam, on a person. It doesn't say a man specifically. Logic can tell you, well, it's a mitzvah to say Shezvan Grama. But women have to do certain mitzvah to say Shezvan Grama, in which cases, where we have limudim. For example, on Shabbos, does a woman need to hear Kiddush or make Kiddush? Yes. Why? What do we say? Anybody who is mechuyav in the lavin of Shabbos, as in Kantum Malacha, is mechuyav in the asis of Shabbos, needs to make Kiddush. So since there's a limud, there's mechuyav in those. This is already Motzi Shabbos. That doesn't apply then. So maybe you could now logically say that the women aren't mechuyav. But no, we assume simply Magen Avraham says that they're chayavot. Kovetz Halachot of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says this explicitly. We'll see it also in the end of the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chatam. Gam Anashim Nechvalo B'Mitzvot Tzuda B'Lach B'Malka K'Anashim. Women are chayav much like men. What about kids? Should be the same thing. Or at least we should be mechanichem. Obviously they're not bar mitzvah, but they're pater, but we should be mechanichem. Lo nagu lechanich tanim b'sunim b'lach b'malka. We are not knowing that. Now, maybe in the winter, we're okay with being Novei Malach Malka with our kids because when Shabbos ends at 5 p.m., I'm okay with giving my kid a meal at 6:30, 7 o'clock. But in the summer, when Shabbos gets out at 8 p.m., I want to put my kid to bed right away. I barely want him to stay up for Abdullah. Okay? So now, are you going to tell me I have to give him a meal on Motzei Shabbos? He's not going to go to bed until 10 p.m. And therefore, I don't want that to happen. So what's the basis for that? You'd think, if it's a chova, a chov gamor, it's a memuchar, it's an almas, a meruba, I should teach my kid to be makom al malka. I mean, koma koma nagu vazeh, the asher shemushi shemushi ain't a chova kol kach, because it is not fullest chiyuv. That is Rosh Kamenetsky, source 11. Okay, the Mishnah wrote all these words. Shulchan Aruch uses the same lashon as the Torah. On the Misaber Adam Shulchano, Shulchan Aruch says, "Hainu lefros mapa al Shulchano derech kavod, hein shar dvar manugin etzlo arich al Shulchan." So what is it that you're supposed to do? Mishnah Brura, and we'll see it's in the Taz as well. For the Mishnah Brura says you need a mapa. All the misaler of the Shulchan Aruch means set the table. You put on a tablecloth. Aval eino mechuyav levashal tavshim leachil yoter rashi tzara lechol. You don't have to go around cooking. Umashu nimara diikva suzo ala pat lechachila kamo b'shar sudot shel Shabbat. Ideally, you should have bread. Mashu netov lechachila ader otov b'basar and meat. You don't have, or you're afraid it's picking out in gluttony. At least have some kind of zono or fruit. We already saw that he explains that it's l'chavir Shabbos, just like the scored. Queen. And now he's going to answer when. When are you supposed to have the suda? Mitamza nira shetob lakdima kadei shetia smucho liyitzir Shabbat. Do it right away, motzei Shabbat.
So what happens if you extend?
Well, no, but as soon as you make up the set the table, or leave the table set, and now have another meal. Okay, just finished all the shoes. You had Marv and Abdullah, but how long did that take? About 15 minutes, you know. You're not quite hungry yet. You can turn on a light, that kind of malacha. But don't do anything involved. Not after Chatzot. So from right away, not after Chatzot. Again, Kabbalistically, I saw sources that talk about the fourth hour after dark. Okay, I guess that's 10 p.m. Wonderful time for you to have your Welcome. And this is the one part of your body that doesn't decompose and will remain forever until Tchias Amazin happens via that Aver. You will be reconstituted via that Aver. And only get sustenance from Lava Malka. Nonetheless, that we saw. And he says, at a Shabbos, we can say Yeshnogim Baharbut Nero, what's a Shabbos return me a whole, Nogim Kinomar Putim Zimra Haradalov. So we saw a Putim, we saw tablecloths, we're also supposed to put candles. Source 13, Bukute Agra. There's a sefer called Maiserav. You've heard of it? Maiserav is a collection of Hanhogos of the Gra. Somebody spent some time with the Gra and wrote down all the things he did. And as opposed to some kind of Hasidish story sefer, this is a book of halachos, as in watch this person who's Kulo Torah, see how he acts, and we'll learn what the Maskana Halacha Mais is. And Maisarav is written, it's very short. You can probably fit it on a little page. But there are books that it's printed in where they give the sources for every single thing he did. And there's different discussions and the different views as to which thing that he did was he being choshish to. Some of them, they say, oh, they, you know, he just liked it. We're going to see one of those examples right now. It wasn't because of halacha. But others say, no, it's an inyan, this, that. So how do they explain it? So in the section on Lava Malka, it doesn't exist. That's not Abdullah. The Perushim tell Moshe Rav tells us that Tosefet Maisa Rav has the following about the Grah. Asura Lama Malka Yisadar Shulchano V'yochal Lo Pachot Mikizayit Pat. Not only do you have to have a kizayit of food, but kizayit pat. Hayah ragil lechol tznun b'mulav malka. He used to eat radishes. And though there's some footnotes that there that starting to suggest mystical or reasons behind it, very simply, she'achaviv alav. He liked them. Gam hayah mahader achar patama. He specifically liked hot bread. But that might be, again, not just an Indian type of hot bread. It's just tastier. He was a human being, after all. Might have been an angel among men, but he was a human being. Pam achat chala. One time the grower was sick. Vihiki. And he threw up. Okay, shehivri miyah. And he was feeling a little bit better. Tziva la omnil lefano v'neron v'adayin lo ira shachar. He said to the people who were waiting on him and helping him out, look outside, see if the sun has come up. If the sun hasn't come up, shove some bread in my mouth and help me chew it and swallow it so that I can fulfill the mitzvah of Malav Malka. So, there's two important lessons to learn there. One, the importance of Malav Malka, even though he is sick and can barely chew himself, he wants to eat it. But number two,
this is a mitzvah.
Well, until when?
Yeah. To morning.
And Alot Hashachar. Ishto kibla latzmalitanod hafsaka. One time his wife took it upon herself to fast. Vivsika vesuda shlishi. Tekavach Abdala shachalishon. So after Abdala, she went to sleep. Vivadalo adavar. He found out. Shalacha shalachol hafsakot adayin lo yitukan. Hefsin lav malka achat. As tekev kama vahachla. So the seven, Maisarab. The next part is not from the Samar Rab. I think it's from Amar Chadash and from the Sorshi. But this one is from the Zemai Sarav. So he told his wife, I don't know what you're trying to do with all these fasts. I mean, I know what you're trying to do, but however important it is for you to fast, whatever you're trying to accomplish, more important is that you get the Malava Malka. So, again, the Gra, it's very clear that Nashim, I don't know if they're Chayavot, but certainly whatever they're trying to fulfill, they can do it. I think it's good proof that they're Chayavot, so I agree with you. Surah Malava Malka, Tzarech Yod Davka B'Pat. The Gra is very makkud, should be on bread. V'shamati shepam echad ba'elav Talmido ha'gon Ruchayim v'Voloshin. His Talmud Ruchayim v'Voloshin came to him on Motzei Shabbos. And so he walks in, Rebbe says to him, Shalom ben Rabbeinu, and Malka so is Malka, did you Malava Malka yet? V'yishiv lo shekei'in inu makab abriya, I'm not feeling so well. Majority Shalei is like, well, I don't want to eat full Malava Malka because can't handle it. Alkein and kel ha'kaim ha'bogat vash. So I had a little bit of honey cake. And he says, that's no meal for a growing boy like you. Shavak v'mena rabbeinu v'tziva l'klo l'kayim techa v'asudu v'rabbeinu. He made him eat right then and there Malava Malka. So the Gra was very careful about Malava Malka. There are differing views about this Gra. Was the Gra so careful about Malava Malka because it's the most important thing in the world? That's one legitimate interpretation. The other interpretation is that people are not generally so careful about the Malava Malka. So the Gra is extra careful about Malava Malka to teach people to be careful about Malava Malka. But he was extra careful beyond what care you have to have about Rav Malka. Those are two different interpretations of the Rav Zu. I heard in this context, the Shulchan Aruch has this as Siman Shin. This one line. It's a whole Siman. So you know that you have Simanim in the Shulchan Aruch with 20, 30 alachos, pages and pages. This one line is the entire Siman. Oh, it's not the Shulchan Aruch, it's Shabbos. Why? So again, as I said, he made it his own Siman so that people would realize to treat it with proper importance. Okay. Source 14. Mechida. Mechzik Bra. Right. Oh, Tzarek Yizar Vezel Mishi Yashel Yochol Pada Vachod Yochol Pada Baba Kisim. You can't have bread, So these have something that is like bread. At least have pizza. Meaning when we say, not bread, have, in so note, we don't just mean have noodles. We don't just mean have, we mean have something that's bread-like. Okay, this is the source for all your pizza stores being open on Motzei Shabbos, serve the needs of Klal Yisrael, they're fulfilling the Machzik Brachas Shita. They should hang up a sign and get community support and the...
donuts on the Shabbos and Chanukah.
Have donuts. Have donuts too, yes. Fine. And then he says that'll spread the brachos to the rest of your week, like we said in number four here. Finally, he says, when we said that you have to set your table even though you only need a kezias, maybe the set is to prepare. It's to prepare the table and prepare food. So do you have to prepare food for your meal on Motzei Shabbos? So here we have the Chida saying, you should specifically have new food. This can also be in this category. So I have new food. You should have a new food according to the Chida. It shouldn't be leftovers. Go back with me. I skipped one sentence in sourcing. V'nagu et slingu le'chol surah malava malka gamishi aris v'shavash mechamin. On the other hand, the Shuvat HaNagot says, we're no big to have leftovers. And why is that okay? V'vnei sh'shari mitzvah chashuv mehin. They're leftovers from a mitzvah. Shari mitzvah are a davar chashuv. These aren't just Tuesday night leftovers. These are your Shabbos meal leftovers. They have kedusha, they have chatzishul mitzvah. Right. Source 15. Igros Moshe in discussing Motzei Shabbos Nachamu. Somebody said to him, hey, have meat Motzei Shabbos. It says you're supposed to have meat, you're supposed to have meat, you're supposed to have meat. Not Mach Nachamu, Shabbos Chazon. It's the 9 days. Can I have meat this Motzei Shabbos? Igros Moshe says, oh, don't get ahead of yourself. There's no Indian of you having meat. Okay, now we'll see that there are some people who say you should even have meat then, possibly. But the Igros Moshe was not one of them. He said, we're not even so careful about meat. Even Zrizin don't have meat. Are not makben on meat. Afilu Zrizin lo makbidin Al-Basr. Source 16, we know the Grash Shita, so Abba Shulchan Aruch as well, he says, U'bepat Davka, specifically bread, and the Berhitei says, Yadela chol min machal sh'tayvel av yotein av shub yoker, even if it's expensive, you should make sure Motzei Shabbos to have one thing you like, that's the source for Motzei Shabbos sushi. Source 18, the Eli Rabba says, okay, it's more expensive. And if you like a lot of foods, so as much as you can afford, you should have them. But only have just enough for you to eat. And he is also the source that they all cited that if your Shabbos Shittus goes late and you have a kezias, you don't have to. He doesn't actually say the kezias. If your Shabbos Shittus goes late into the night, you don't have to have Malav Malka. And commenting on the Aver in the Adon, he says, Nasma Shemo, he says it's Matei Moshe writes, it's called the Luz, this bone. Then we menu Netlava Adam Hetz Matipa, it's the bone that formed you. Sheri Amur Adam Azeh Eino Nimoach, it doesn't disintegrate. Vafilu Yachnisu Be'eshin on this Rav, if you burn this bone, it doesn't burn. Ubrechayim Eino Nitlan, and it's really tough. It can't even be ground in a mill. Be'patish Eino Minpatzeh, if you bang it with a hammer, it doesn't break. And it's what you'll live from in Tchias Avetim. And it's what gets the pleasure or punishment when you die. It's very heavenly. And how do we know all this? Because it only gets fed on Motzei Shabbos when it is the only body part that wasn't in the original sin. Because if Adam HaRishon sinned Erev Shabbos, and he hasn't lived yet on Motzei Shabbos, and this Eder only gets fed on Motzei Shabbos, so this Tchit he did on Erev Shabbos, he didn't have this body part. So this Eder was not Nen HaMe'itzadah, Nakach, Inon Nifzad, and that is why it is the one that survives all the fire. Meaning, Hashem punishes Adam for the Chait that he's going to die. He was supposed to be immortal, possibly. Now he's mortal. Well, only all those body parts that he had at that time get punished, not the one Motzei Shabbos. Again, I'm doing my best to explain these Kabbalistic concepts. Okay. The Taz, verse 19, explicitly says that you need the tablecloth. And Motzei Shabbos, the Olam Yisadar Shulchan, is to set the table. And he says, all this is the Hachanas Kai Lo Alasuda. The Ikar of what you're supposed to do isn't to eat. The Ikar, what you're supposed to do, is to set the table. Okay? The idea is to make it nice and festive. Eshel Avram Yibuchach is also often known as the Sanegor Shel Yisrael, the defend Am Yisrael. He loves explaining, defending, minhagim of Am Yisrael. Well, this is a big one, because as much as I've told you all the sources of what you have to do for Malav Malka, we know a lot of people aren't so machmir of Malav Malka. I went up to one of the rebbeim here, and I said, I didn't get his permission to tell the story, so he's going to remain anonymous, but I said to him, I'm giving shir Malav Malka. What do you do? And he says, oh, you found my weak spot. I don't do it. I particularly like to hear from your shir the limud zchus you have for those who don't do. So one limud zchus we come across that if your suda goes late, so you don't need it, you're not mechuyav to do malav malka. Another one is that it's not an actual chova. It's an efshar, it's a good thing. Okay, so a little bit of limud zchus. Now let's see the eshel avram. Hamagen Avram katav shemashmas of suda halayar shabbat kodesh machata nach shabbos kodesh machata nach on the yod nevasar. It's appropriate for it to be meat. Based on the Gemara, where right after this it tells a story about Rabbi Avahu being makbid on meat. V'ulai ein hefram yuvda shavashas. That doesn't prove it. Because the story says that he was chintzing on the meat, and it only told the story to tell you mitzad v'yiru kavo, don't chintz. He was spending a certain amount of his meal, and now he's spending less? That's silly. But maybe he just liked meat. So who says you have to have meat? Just put out a tablecloth to wash on the shulchan aruch. The post inside the shulchan aruch should be nice. Mishem ratzon azachol lechem im utal alav the trouble chol gam lechem you're not that bread. The aim mashmaud me'ashas me'aposkim lechol lechem. There's no source for anywhere that says you have to have bread. It says set your table even if you only want to eat it because I eat some food. Set your table. That's all it says. It should be a little bit like you're having a meal. So you don't want to have a long malka, or you don't have a long malka, all you have to do is have your home not look like a wreck. Motzei Shabbos, which isn't the easiest thing. So at least have your tablecloth out, and it's like you're having this nice Motzei Shabbos experience. So here we've had the Limud Zchus section. Let's just quickly go through the section of the Shmir Shabbos Kolchata, what he says from Lav Malka, as a summary here. Yisadar Lamed Shulchan Motzei Shabbat Afilu Nitzarek L'Gazayit, set your table. Why? In the Chavad of Shabbat. This is the honor of Shabbos. Kol Yerush Shemayim Damit Zekayimam. For Yerush Shemayim, you'll be careful about this. And you should be Mechavim, the shame Sudas Lav Malka when you eat. The shame Mitzvah Sudam Lav Malka. Lo Yishab Yigdi Shabbat Afresh Lav Malka. Don't take your Shabbos clothes off until you have Lav Malka. Also, your table should be covered with a tablecloth. Gama isha min aroy shetocha suda malav malka. So, to a woman should do malav malka. Yesh omer shav shishlak bilaka shikayim mitzvot. That we should even, it's not just min aroy, but we should be makvid that she should do this mitzvah. Suda malav malka is only motzi shavas, not a motzi yomtiv. You should do it right away. That's the Mishnah Berurah we said. And if you're not hungry then, Yachala Achra, But don't do Malacha Bekviut until then. Mitzvah Merovkar is until 4 hours of the night, but certainly not after Chatzot. If you eat Shalashudis very late into the night, Pater is Lemalal Malko, you're exempt. Some say, even in this case, you should have a lot of luck. Gam Sameya, become a com Yidchak and Atzma, even if you're full, push yourself a little bit. But it's not the same level of obligation as the three meals on Shabbos. The Chachila, you can't just do Zogam Lechem, should at least be bread, be Hadar Lechel, Tapshal Kam Koshlu, ideally some kind of hot food, Im Inbev Shuluk Alechem. For example, if you're full, Yocham Mimina Zonot, eat mizonot, of chod tapshal mavushal, something cooked, v'lo per mavushalim, even just cooked fruit. U'bishat al-chak, and this is a big one, yotzi yidei chobato gam b'shtiyat kos techam. So Shmira Shabbos Kelchata tells us, and you are yotzi b'shat al-chak, afilu kos techam.
Even though you may have
So, very few people go Motzei Shabbos without some kind of food, some kind of coffee or tea. So, you should have in mind, this is my Malacha Malka. The people are itching for their, you know, Frappuccino, Cappuccino, Cafe Afuch, whatever you call it, Motzei Shabbos. So, have in mind, that's your Malacha Malka. Tov Lachin Tavshom Yuchalos Odozo, best to prepare something. Lola Chorak Mishir Yisim Shabbat, not just leftovers. Pasar Shemeshar Shabbat Chazom, Machloket Aposkimin, Umimoto Lechol Motom Motzei Shabbos, Usumla Malka. It's a fascinating footnote there. It says, Machloket, whether you can have meat during the 9 days for Motzei Shabbos. There are those, the Akhtar Rav apparently was Makhmet to have it, if you're careful and understand, a lot of Malkas, you always have it. So apparently you should always be able to have it even then. Most of us are not on the Madriga, so I don't recommend the having meat that Motzei Shabbos. Kind of fish. Yesh Nogim Maharmon Nero Mesuzo, we saw that Mishnabura, at least you should have candles. The Lomar Baz Miro, we call them Motzei Shabbos, we saw the Beis Yosef, Mishnabura, and others to have Miro. And then he ends, because this is also the Magin Avram, Minag Yafel, the Kapel Miyad Motzei Shabbos, the Talit, you should start your week off with the mitzvah, so there's a Minag Amen to. First thing they do Motzei Shabbos is fold their talis. Any questions? I think we thoroughly covered this topic.
How is folding your talis mitzvah?
Because your show, okay, it's a little bit of a sugya about whether you're allowed to fold your talis in Shabbos. Many say you can, many say you can't. So if you're going to be choshish and not fold it, so you're showing that I'm being choshish for all the shittos that say I can't, and I'm not going to fold it on Shabbos. So the first thing I'm doing is being involved in the mitzvah. You know, mitzvah comes from Motzei Shabbos, I'll form my talis. Yes?
How does that we practically now relate to a Melvin Al-Palace? Would you suggest that we look to find somewhere to eat upon?
So there is a way here in the Shiva, bro. Have food, they have leftovers.
Like home, like you,
I don't think you can be marking on meat, practically, because you don't have kitchens of your own. Yeah. You shouldn't be raiding theirs. But certainly, to get a piece of bread, take from the Shabbos Shudas, the leftovers, they always, always take something, because there's always something there.
And it's going to be performed in Suda, or you can eat it like on the walk or whatever?
Yeah, the walk. Well, you can, in terms of the kazayas, you can do that, but I think the whole idea here is to set the table, so eat it like a mensch. Whatever you eat, eat it like a mensch. Even if it's a cup of tea, he says, Shasafak. So you can sit down, have a cup of coffee, hot cup of tea. Sit down, have it like a mensch. Say, I have in mind this is my Malacha Malka, and you should be Zohar.